is from the book of Acts, chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Follow along with me in your Bibles or in the overhead slides.
今天所要读的经文是在《使徒行传》三章一到十节。
Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a man lame from birth was being carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, that is called the Beautiful Gate, to ask alms of those entering the temple. Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked to receive alms. And Peter directed his gaze at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I have no silver and gold, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and raised him up. And immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. And leaping up, he stood and began to walk, and entering the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and recognized him as the one who sat at the beautiful gate of the temple, asking for alms. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Well, it's a pleasure to welcome back to our pulpit Deacon Samuel. His sermon this morning is titled, "Rise Up and Walk."
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
感谢神，我们一起来敬拜他。
Thank the Lord that we can worship Him together.
我之前一直在考虑说要用中文讲道还是用英文讲道。
I'm considering if I should preach it in English or in Mandarin.
后来发现是 Melina 这个翻译。
Then I realized that Melina is interpreting.
Melina 中文很好。不过如果是我讲英文他翻中文的话我们上面可能打架打得比较多一点
So if I preach it in English and Melina interpreted it in Mandarin then we're probably fighting a lot
今天我们一些弟兄姐妹在家庭退休会
A lot of our brothers and sisters are in the family retreat
那在座的我们因为各种理由没有办法参加
So all of us who sit here perhaps have other reasons we couldn't attend
所以我今天特别用我们这次退休会的主题跟主题经文
And today I'd like to share with you the same topic as our retreat.
我们先做个祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
每次在主日清晨可以来敬拜你，都是一个你所赐的特权。
What a great privilege that we can come to worship you on this Sunday morning.
我们可以来敬拜你，这位万主之主，万王之王。
We worship you because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
你是那创造主。
You are God that created all.
你是那统管万有的主。
You are a God that is in above all things.
你也是那行奇事、行神迹，从古到今到永远都在行奇事的神。
You are a God of miracles from eternity to eternity.
我们感谢你，也赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
我们感谢你，让我们可以用你的话语来让我们来读。
We praise and we thank you because we can read your word.
你让借你自己的话语，让我们更认识你。
That you use your word to allow us to know you more.
今天就求你祝福我们在座讲的跟听的。
Lord, we pray that you would bless all who hear and speak.
让你自己的话语对我们说话。
That your own personal word would speak to us.
让祷告靠主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我相信大家在街上看过乞丐吧。
I believe
在街上要钱的。
I believe you've seen some beggars around the street.
不管在亚洲，在美国，其实我们这附近也都很多。
Not even in Southeast Asia, even in America, even in our neighborhood.
你遇到的时候给不给钱？
When you see beggars, do you give them money?
很多点头，有的摇头。
A lot of you said yes, or some of you said no.
我想这个因人而异，因状况而定。
I think this is a common behavior.
通常呢，我把它归类一下，在街上要钱的呢，通常有三类。
I believe there's three kinds of people who is begging.
一种呢，刚好没工作，肚子饿。
Perhaps the first kind is those that just lost their job and they're hungry.
一种是无家可归 homeless.
Another one is homeless.
这两种在美国很多。
We have a lot of those here.
我们在外面看到很多都是这两个嘛。
Mostly we see on the street are those two.
你看到他们拿一张那个瓦楞纸，就是那个，那叫什么
？Cardboard.
Cardboard. 然后上面就写着 homeless 或者是写 hungry。
Yeah, they take a cardboard and they write homeless or hungry.
那第三种呢，在亚洲特别多。
The third kind is pretty prevalent in the Southeast Asia.
在这边也有，不过在亚洲发现特别多，就是那种残疾的。
We have a lot of it here too, but in Southeast Asia, there's a lot more that you can see, and they are the lame.
你就一看就是断脚啊、断手啊、嘴歪的啊，他们就在路边在祈祷、祈、
yeah.
祈在要钱。
So we see there a lot of those paralyzed. They may lose their leg, their arms, they're blind. They're by the street looking for money or handouts.
大家如果常常在网络上，或者是有人转一些影片给你，你就常常知道说很多是假的，对不对？
So you've seen a lot of videos that have been passed along by your friends or on internet that there are a lot of fake beggars out there.
他们在路上乞那个乞讨啊，变成是他们的职业，变成他们的工作。
Begging is a full-time profession now.
而且是造假的很多。我们放看一个影片。
Let's watch a clip.
The video is believed to have originated from the Philippines. A man begged and apparently had no legs.Until a suspicious bystander realized that the man was deceiving people. He made believe that his legs were amputated, but in reality he had them tied and hidden under clothes, but can still be found on social media, where it was operated in April 2015. The man filming is apparently asking in Tagalog, where is your other leg? Show me your other leg. Stand up. At that moment,His deception was revealed, which he backed up, showing his legs tied under his underpants.
装得很像哈。
A man can be seen walking up to the beggar, who looks as if his legs
have been amputated, 这两脚都断。
And pulling off his trousers to show that the beggar does actually have legs. The beggar, with his legs still tied together, tries to escape the crowd of people who have gathered to take a look. Suddenly, a man comes from behind and pulls at the beggar's trousers.He struggles for some time as a crowd start to gather around the pair. Eventually the passerby manages to pull the man's trousers down to reveal that the beggar has his legs tucked into his baggy underwear. The passerby shouts at the man in Mandarin calling him a cheat as the beggar uses his arms as his feet are stuck in his underpants to slide away.
好，这个在假的乞丐很多。
So we see a lot of fake beggars.
那在全世界各地呢，以乞讨为业。但是赚很多钱的也不少。
We also see there are plenty of those beggars as professions that made a lot of money.
我在 YouTube 上面看到一个 video， 看到一个影片。
I saw a little clip on YouTube.
它上面那个影片的那个题目很有意思。
It's a very interesting title.
它上面写说十个最有钱的乞丐。
It stated the 10 most wealthiest beggars.
我前面的不剪，我剪其中的两个，第八、第九名，不是太有钱哈，第八、第九就好了。
So I didn't pick the first two wealthiest beggars. I picked the eighth and the ninth ones.
Anderson. Will Anderson is a 43-year-old former stagehand from New York City. He spends his days with his 9-year-old dog, Rizzo.Begging for money.
很多地方也看到吧，就带一只狗坐在路边。
Near the Grand Central Terminal and on East 42nd Street between Vanderbilt and Madison Avenue, he sits on the street with his dog and a sign that reads, "Spare change."
就常看过这个，给我一点零钱。
According to Anderson, he makes about $200 per hour. That is a pretty good salary for someone who does nothing all day.
他一个小时赚200块钱。
Gary Thompson.
这是另外一个。
Gary Thompson is originally from Texas, but he now lives in Lexington, Kentucky. He gets around in a wheelchair, which he says he needs because he has difficulty walking. He even has trouble using his hands. What most people don't know is that he pretends to be mentally and physically handicapped so that he can earn money panhandling. He says that he makes up to $100,000 each year begging for money on the streets.
好，我们都不用工作了。
So we can all be jobless.
后面的这个，这第九名这个，可以开灯 ，Could you turn on the light? 第九名的这个呢，其实他不是没有读书的。
The ninth person is not without education.
他是一个 speech pathologist.
He's a speech pathologist.
就是一个语言治疗师。好，那所以他装得很像，因为他就是专门做这个训练的。
He pretended very well because this is his job.
所以他假装他有问题。
So he pretended he had problems with his speech.
然后坐轮椅，因为他曾经出过一个车祸。
So after that, he got into an accident.
外面假的很多。
There's a lot of fake people out there.
那我前阵子在看到一些中国的消息，我发现哇，我更 amazed.
I was more amazed when I hear more news from China.
在中国的这个乞讨的这一行呢，已经进步到什么一个地步？
The internet advancement in China has progressed to such an extent.
你知道中国大家用支付宝，不带现金了。
So in China they use Alipay or
mobile payment.
Mobile payment, right? And they don't bring
WeChat payment. And WeChat Pay. 那所以大家不带现金，那个讨钱讨不到现金怎么办？
So if people don't bring cash, those beggars asking for cash, there's what are they going to do?
所以他们拿一个 QR code.
So they bring QR code.
所以每个人身上有 QR code. 你没有现金没有关系，扫一下。
So if you have no cash, it's okay. Just take your cell phone and scan.
我还看过更夸张的一个呢，随身那个乞丐随身带一个什么呢？带一个那个信用卡的那个 POS 机。
I was so amazed that some of them are to the extent of bringing a portable credit card slider.
这进步到这个地步啊。
We've advanced to that point.
那我想我们刚刚读的圣经这段的经文所记载的，在当时没有这么进步。
The scripture we just read has recorded for us at that time where it has not advanced to this point.
在当时也没有办法假成这样子。
So at that point, people don't fake like this.
那其实这段圣经记载一个很生动跟乞讨有关的一个故事。
So the scripture has recorded a very vivid story for us.
我们可以很简单的把这故事浏览一遍。
So let's simply go through the story.
所以伸出祷告的时候，彼得、约翰上圣殿去。有一个人生来是瘸腿的，天天被人抬来放在殿的一个门口，那门名叫美门。要求进殿的人周济，他看见彼得、约翰将要进殿，就求他们周济。
Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at an hour of prayer, the ninth hour, and a man lame from birth was being carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, that is called the Beautiful Gate, to ask for alms of those entering the temple. Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked to receive alms.
这边讲到一个生来瘸腿的人需要人家周济。
We see a lame man from birth.
就我们刚刚提到第三种身体有残疾。
So this is the third kind that we've previously stated, the person who is paralyzed.
在当时呢，大家需要用劳动来赚取生活的上面的需要。
So at that time, people needs to work to earn a living.
当时呢，没有不像现在的乞丐开 Mercedes 哦，可以跑到很远的地方去。
At that time,
当时一定都是在离住家不远的地方。
The beggars at that time are not like the beggars currently that probably drive a Mercedes to get money. But the beggars at that time, they have to live within the neighborhood.
所以大家都认识，假不了的。
So everybody knows these people. You can't fake it.
这个人生来就是瘸腿，所以大家都知道的。
So this person has been lame from birth, so everyone is know about that.
那他真的是没有办法工作，所以每天有人抬着他到圣殿门口。
Indeed, this person cannot work, so people has to carry him to the front gate of the temple.
那这个门叫做美门。
The name of this temple is Beautiful Gate.
那这个如果你对圣殿不是太熟的话，美门在外面是外邦人院哈，那个美门的里面进去是女院。
So if you are unfamiliar with the temple, the Beautiful Gate is on the outside of the Gentiles area.
听说这个美门呢是。在 inside of a Gentile,、oh. outside of a woman's court of woman. 在听说这美门很壮观。
I heard that the beautiful gate is very beautiful and grand.
也为什么叫美门？七十五尺高。
It's 75 feet tall.
很壮观。
Very grand.
那在一个很漂亮的门面前，有一些人在那边乞讨。
So there is a very beautiful a gate. There are people begging there.
刚刚经文说伸出是下午三点。
So it says that it's the sixth hour of the day, and the ninth hour of the day, which is 3 p.m.
Ninth hour.
Ninth hour, which is 3 p.m.
好，那这个是犹太人三次祷告当中的在下午的那一次。
The Jewish people pray three times a day, and this is the afternoon time.
也是在下午献祭之后。
It is also after the offering.
所以很多人喜欢在那个时候去祷告。
So people like to worship at that time.
因为献祭的时候是不是会烧那个祭物嘛？所以香烟弥漫。
So when they're giving offerings, they're burning the offerings. There's fragrance.
然后所以在那边一起祷告，好像跟着祷告跟着烟一块上去。
So at the same time, when you're praying and you're burnt offerings, the smoke of it just all together rise up to heaven.
虽然算是一天的圣殿一天活动的一个高峰。
So it is considered as one of the main event of a worship day.
那你知道这个人啊，谈到去，不管是在各个地方有宗教活动的时候呢，那时候都特别有爱心，是不是？
So when people are going to worship, you feel that your heart is filled with compassion.
而且对犹太人来讲呢，周济穷人是他们律法里面所要求他们的。
So for the Jewish custom, the law established them to do good deeds.
Yeah, 所以献祭的时候呢，特别会想到，哎，我要看到这些穷人，我周济他们。
So when they're going to give offerings, they will definitely think about giving alms to those who are needy.
所以现在想想看这个瘸子。
So let's think about this scenario.
他几十年呢，每天就被抬来这里要钱，然后被抬回家。
For many, many years, he's been carried to the temple gate to beg for money and then carried home.
这是他的能够维持他生活的一个方式。
This is the method that he can maintain his livelihood.
这一天也没有两样。
So today is the same as well.
被抬来要钱。
So he's been carried to the front of the gate.
在这一天的这个高峰期的时候，这是可以拿最多钱的时候，赶快再要一点。
In the prime of the day, this is the time that he makes money, so quickly I need to come to the gate.
这时候看到彼得、约翰走过来了。
So he sees Peter and John walking.
然后开始他们固定，你看过人家讨钱的固定讲的话吗？
Have you ever seen how people started to beg?
我是不知道犹太人怎么讲。
I don't know how the Jewish speak.
因为听过那个中国人，特别早期一点的。
The earlier people in China.
这个父老兄弟，你可怜可怜我，赏我钱，让我有口饭吃吧。
He says, "Oh, please take pity of me. Give me some food. I am in desperate need."
这是中国人的喊法哈。
This is the way the Chinese.
大部分的时候都是趴在那边啊啊。
Sometimes they would even bow down and please and like lament.
不过听起来这个犹太人也有点像。
When you hear about this, it sounds very similar to the Jewish custom.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为彼得说什么？
What did Peter say?
彼得下一句说，你看我们。
Peter next says, look at me, us.
你看我们。
Look at us.
所以彼得说，你不要低头了，看看我。
Peter is telling him, don't look down, but look at us.
然后那人就留意看他们，指望得着什么。
So that man fixes his attention, hoping to receive something.
你想这一行算是职业的乞丐。他指望得什么？
This is a professional beggar. What do you think he expects?
当然是钱嘛。
Money.
那彼得怎么说？
What did Peter say?
彼得说，金银我都没有，我把我所有的给你。我奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来行走。于是拉他的右手扶他起来，他的脚和骡子骨就立刻健壮。
But Peter said, I have no silver and gold, but what I have do I give it to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and raised him up. And immediately his feet and his ankles were made strong.
最后讲的这个脚和脚踝踝子骨呢，是医学专有名词。
Now the last phrase that says his feet and his ankles, they are all medical terms.
所以你看在圣经其他地方没有看过这个词，就只有这里用。
And interestingly, in the Bible, we don't see phrases like this.
我们知道路加是医生。
We know that Luke is a doctor.
很专业的。
He's a professional.
那你知道我也是 professional.
I'm a professional.
所以我看到这个词，我也会特别注意。
And when I see terms like them, I'm extra careful.
哎，你知道一个人受伤啊，比如说打了石膏以后，多久以后那个脚就萎缩吗
？If a person is has been hurt and they put on a cast, how long do you think they have to put on the cast for?
多久以后肌肉萎缩？两个礼拜。
At least 2 weeks.
No, just minimum. I mean, just it only takes 2 weeks to get muscle atrophy. 两个礼拜肌肉就萎缩了。
In 2 weeks, your muscle will be atrophied.
那你想想看，一个从小就瘫的人，他的脚大还是小
？So you see a child that's born lame since childhood, his feet must be very tiny.
他的脚一定是瘦
，skinny，
没有力气。
His feet has no strength.
然后，可是现在他用一个词什么？他的脚跟那个踝子骨立刻健壮。
So the term that is used is like at this point, his feet is rising up and immediately walk.
很传神，马上就长大。
It's like amazing. It immediately grew big.
好像肌肉马上就长起来了。
It seems as if his muscles just suddenly grew together.
我不知道大家有没有打过，有没有冲过那个 bouncing house 或者是那个 air bed.
I wonder if anyone have been to those bouncing house or inflatable bed.
家里面有那个 inflatable， 你一打开那个 power， 马上冲起来，我感觉就好像这样子，马上冲起来。
Have you seen the inflatable bed? When you put on the power in there, immediately it's just gotten big like a bed.
而且强壮到什么一个地步？
It becomes so strong to what point?
下一节他说他，对不起，跳起来。
To the point of leaping up.
所以本来是坐在这边没有力气的，马上跳起来了。
In the beginning, he was actually seated down, had no strength, and he immediately jumped up.
彼得一拉就跳了。
When Peter pulled him, he jumped up and leapt.
不仅仅是长大而已，是有力气了。
Not only did it grow muscles, it had strength.
然后站一站。
And he stood up.
开始走。
He started walking.
然后跟着他们走进圣殿，所以这边说。
And he followed them to the temple.
走着跳着赞美神，百姓都看见他行走赞美神，认得他是那素常坐在殿美门口求周济的，就因他所遇到的事情，满心稀奇惊讶。
And he was walking and leaping and praising God, and all the people saw him walking and praising God and recognized him as the one who had sat at the beautiful gate of the temple asking for alms. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. You know, this is what I do.
如果我每一个受伤的那个病人或者是瘫痪的病人，我可以一拉起来走。
Well, if every sick person that comes to me, if I pull them up and they walk, wow,
我就没工作了。
I'll be jobless.
我们平常是慢慢训练他可以站起来，扶着东西站起来。
But I have to slowly train them, hold them, and lead them up to slowly stand.
花一两个星期慢慢训练肌肉。
I have to spend a couple of weeks to teach the muscles.
花一两个星期训练，花几个星期训练走路。
Spend a couple of weeks to teach them how to walk.
那我们中间可能还要先拿 walker 拿拐杖。
And amongst us, maybe they might need to start with a walker.
适应一下肌肉，慢慢恢复才能恢复力气嘛。
To get used to the muscles so that the muscles can grow together.
这个瘸腿的不是，砰就跳起来。
Not this lame guy. One pull and he's leaping.
有没有 amazing?
Isn't that amazing?
神迹。
It's miraculous.
而且是大家都看到了。
It is something that everyone
witnessed. 所有人都知道，他就是这长年以来就是在圣殿门口瘫在那儿的。
It is something that everyone knows. This guy, you've seen him for many, many years. He's been seated by the temple gate.
现在不仅走进来，还边走边跳边赞美神。
Not only was he walking in, he was leaping, jumping, and praising God.
这是描述一个神迹。
This describes a miracle.
是《使徒行传》呢记载耶稣升天之后，使徒们他们行的所记载的第一个医病的神迹。
This is a miracle that has been recorded after Jesus is resurrected.
Healing miracle.There are other miracles too. 耶稣在世的时候带着使徒去医病赶鬼。
Jesus, when he was on earth, he had brought his apostles to go and cast demons and heal people.
他升天之后呢，他的门徒开始接续他的工作。
So after he resurrected, his apostles are continuing his work.
所以从这个神迹的故事，这个记载的神迹故事，我们可以看到几个重点。
From this recorded miraculous story, we have found several important points.
我们先想想看这个瘸腿的。
Let's take a look at this lame.
他瘸了这么多年。
He's been lame for so many years.
我想要对他自己身体状况也是无可奈何。
I'm sure he's extremely helpless about his condition.
每天呢就是有人抬着他去要钱，然后抬回家。
Every day, people has to carry him to the temple gate and carry him home.
他每天的生活想到的就是我每天去讨一点钱过生活。
I'm sure this is what he's been thinking about every day. It's just this is his work. Go to the temple, get money, and come back.
他已经没有渴望寻求更好。
I bet he does not have any hope to hope for better.
其实有没有发现这个瘸子反映我们的人生
？Do you notice this beggar is a example of our life?
反映很多人生命的光景。
It speaks of a lot of situations of many people.
我们很多时候，我们陷在我们自己很有限的这个范畴里面。而且我们不知道我们自己需要最需要的是什么。
We find ourselves limited to our situations, and sometimes we don't know what we really need.
还没有信主以前呢，我们被罪所捆绑。
Before we come to know Jesus, we are bounded by sin.
我们有时候被捆绑都不知道。
We are bounded to such a way that we don't even know.
我们或是知道也没有出路。
Even if we do know, we find no way out.
所以我们眼睛看的就是我们生活上面的需要。
And all we see in our eyes is what we need.
是非常有限的。
And extremely limited.
其实就像这个瘸子，生活就是固定，没有盼望。
Just like this lame man, his life is so fixed, there's no hope.
但是我们的神知道呢，人的光景，这样子的光景不是他造人起初的原意。
God knows the situation of mankind, but this is not his intended purpose.
但他也知道人靠着自己回不到他那里去。
But he also knows that if men depend on themselves, he can't return to God.
但是神有一个计划，神有个计划。
But God has a plan.
就像我们刚刚诗歌所唱的。
Just like the song we just sang.
神差他的爱子来到这个地上。
That God sent His only beloved Son.
他过一个完全无罪的生活。
He lived a blameless, complete life.
然后他替人死，在十字架上流血，失掉了他的生命，替我们付上罪的代价。
He died on behalf of mankind on the cross. He died for us.
死后三天复活。
Three days he resurrected.
战胜这个罪的辖制，战胜死亡。
He has overcome the death.
也让我们相信他人可以有一个新的生命。
So he gave all of us who believe in him a new hope.
我们有一个回到父神面前的机会。
We have this opportunity to return to the Father.
我们可以有盼望，有永恒的盼望。
We can have hope. We can have eternal hope.
故事里面的瘸子，他不知道他要什么，他想到的只有钱。
Oh, in the story, we see this lame man. He doesn't know what he wants. All he needs is just some money.
彼得告诉他说：“金银我没有。”
Peter says, "I have no gold or silver."
我告诉你，那不是你最需要的。
But I'm telling you, that is not what you need the most.
我给你更好的。
I'll give you more.
我给你福音。
I'll give you the gospel.
所以有人说
，Some people said,
瘸子伸出双手。
The lame man would extend his arms.
彼得却给他双脚。
Peter would give him a pair of legs.
他伸手要钱。
He lift up his arms for money.
却得着耶稣。
But he receives Jesus.
是不是
？Yes.
我们有时候不知道我们要的是什么。
And sometimes we don't know what we want.
我们还没有认识耶稣基督的之前，我们不知道我们要什么。
Before we know Jesus, we really don't know what we want.
我们要的不是最好的。
What we want is not the best.
神为我们预备更美更好的。
God has prepared something better and more beautiful.
基督徒信主以后会不会有落入一样的光景？
When Christians believe in the Lord, don't they fall into same scenario?
其实也会。
Sure.
我们有时候啊，我们基督徒信主之后开始学习过基督徒的生活。
As Christians believed, they would start to learn to live a Christian life.
那个老基督告诉你说，你要读经祷告，固定聚会。
Mature Christians might encourage them to pray, to read the scriptures, and go to fellowship.
一阵子之后呢，这个就变成一个 routine.
After a while, it becomes
变成一个习惯而已。
It becomes a habit.
生活上的压力压过来。
And with the pressures of life.
你说我要当一个好基督徒，我还是要做这些事情。
If you're a good Christian, you probably continue doing this.
你做这些事情，做做做，就只是为了要做事情而做，为了要读经，为了要祷告，为了要聚会。
So you do, and you meet together, you pray, and you read the scriptures.
我们信仰好像变成一成不变。
Then our faith becomes like a daily routine.
有没有过这种感觉
？Sometimes you feel that way.
那有时候呢，我们参加一个培灵会、退休会。
There are times when we go to some specific retreat.
那退休会有时候还去不了，要在这边听这个执事讲道。
And sometimes we can't go to retreat, we have to stay here to listen to deacons.
或者是我们的青少年去 Fuge, 好像 high 一下。
Or perhaps if our youth would go to Fuge to get a spiritual high.
就参加各种聚会，点一把火回来没多久，火又熄了。
It seems like you go to the retreat and get passionate about God and then come back and you die again.
是不是这样子
？Is it that way?
有没有这种感觉
？Do you feel this way?
我也一样。
I'm like that too.
我也没有比较好。
I'm not any better than you.
我也会在信仰生活上面落入很类似的光景。
And there are times when I feel tired in my faith.
很感谢神呢，他自己在他的话语里面提醒我们。
I praise the Lord. He teaches me in His Scripture.
耶稣说我们要先求什么？到他面前先求什么
？What did Jesus say? What is the first thing we need to seek when we come into presence?
求什么
？What do we need to seek?
我们求了什么？其他一切他都给我们。
What do we need to seek so that everything He'll give it to us?
先求他的国和他的义。
Seek first the kingdom of God.
那诗人大卫呢，在诗篇里面也一再让我们看到他寻求什么。
The psalmist David in his book tells us what is he looking for.
他说有一件事我寻求，我还要再寻求，就是我要怎么样，一生住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美。
He says in the book of Psalms, this is one thing that I seek after, one thing that I long for, and that is to be in the temple to gaze upon Him.
他寻求神的面。
He seek the face of God.
他寻求神的同在。
He seek the presence of God.
我们基督徒其实是有福的。
Our Christians are so blessed.
因为我们一信主那个时候，圣灵已经在我们心里面了。
When we believe, the Holy Spirit already resides in us.
我们应该是有神的同在。
We have the presence of God.
可是我们常常刻意的把圣灵放在一边。
But frequently we just put the Holy Spirit aside.
我们有事情有问题的时候才去找他。
Only when we feel that we need him, then we just go towards him.
我们没有问题的时候说 leave me alone.
When we are free of burden, we say, hey, stay away from me.
为什么呢？
But why?
因为我们不想要改变我们的，我们怎么用我们的身体，用我们的时间，用我们的生，我们的金钱。
We just refuse to change how we do our life, how to use our money, our plan, our future, and our journey.
有时候我们心里面想说，我们去，我去祷告问圣灵的话，圣灵一定责备我，我现在过的生活不对。
So if I pray and ask the Holy Spirit might discipline me. Maybe I just do my way.
那我干脆不要去找他。
So I won't go to seek after the Holy Spirit.
所以我们不但不亲近神，有时候反而逃避神。
Not only are we not getting near to God, we escape from Him.
那我们忘记了一点。
But we forget something.
神的心意是要我们心意更新变化，一直不断的进步，来更像他。
The God's will is for us to be completely transformed with Him, more and more like Christ.
所以当神拉我们起来的时候。
So when God lifts us up,
我们要怎么样？
What should we do?
刚刚那个瘸子
Just like
跳起来，
the lame,
起来行走。
Rise and walk.
彼得对这个瘸腿第一句话说：“你看我们。”
The first word that Peter used to this lame man is "Look at us."
哎，我不知道大家你在那个路边给人家钱的时候，特别是那种坐在路旁啊，如果你真的那天你感动要给人家钱的时候，你怎么给？
So I'm not sure about you all when you're walking by a beggar, especially a beggar that is by the side, and I don't know how you want to give money to that beggar.
我不知道你怎么给。
How do you usually?
如果你很赶的话，可是手边有一些零钱，你可能丢的。
So if you have some cash or some money with you, you just throw it into the basket.
你好一点的话，蹲下去，好好的放进去。
Maybe if you're in a good mood, you might even squat a little bit and put the money in the basket.
有些人可能更好一点，下去还说。神祝福你。
Some people are even better. They would squat down, they put the money in the basket and say, God bless you.
那我们放了钱，我们就走了。
After we put the money, we walk.
我们跟这个人没有关系。
We have nothing to do with this man.
哎，彼得不一样。
But not Peter.
彼得一开始就说，你看我们。
Peter said, firstly, look at us.
抓住这个人注意力。
He took his gaze.
我不知道这个人有没有觉得很怪。
Don't you think this person might feel a little strange?
你干嘛要我看你？就钱丢进去就好。
Why do you want me to look at what you? Just give me the money.
每天人往前，人家都是钱放了就走了。
That's what everybody does anyway. Just drop the money and go.
你看我，难道你要给我什么特别东西吗
？Why do you want me to look at you? Do you want? Are you giving me something special?
彼得要这个人看他。
Peter wants this man to look at him.
目光相交之后，建立了关系。
To connect their gaze, to develop a relationship.
可是眼睛一对到之后，彼得下一句话，我想马上让那个人吐血。
So I'm sure the first thing he saw when they met their gaze, this person probably vomit.
The next phrase, 他说金银我都没有。
He says, silver and gold, I don't have any.
可是我把我有的给你。
But what I have, I give you to you.
哎，彼得是干什么的？
What does Peter do?
他是做什么的？
What is his profession?
渔夫。
Fisherman.
是不是？
Yes.
所以彼得有什么？
So what does he have?
他有一艘船还停在加利利海。
听不到。
他有一艘船还停在加利利海。
Oh, he's got a boat that is parked by the Galilee Sea.
所以他现在唯一有的就是耶稣基督跟耶稣基督的能力。
The only thing he has is the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of Jesus Christ.
这是他唯一所有的，可是却是他最好最奇妙的。
This is the only thing he has, and is the most amazing thing he has.
所以彼得说：“我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名，叫你起来行走。”
So Peter says, "In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk."
他不是靠自己的能力。
He did not depend on his own strength.
他是靠耶稣的名，靠耶稣的能力。
He is depending on the name of Jesus and the power of Jesus.
哎，口里说要一个瘸子起来行走，容易容不容易
？Is it easy to just say rise up and walk?
口里说要一个人得医治容不容易
？Is it easy to just tell people to be healed by your mouth?
哎，口里说容易啊。
Oh, it's easy to say.
我们常祷告的时候不是说神啊，你一定要医治他。
And many times we praise God, you must heal this person.
耶稣基督的名祷告，你医治他。
I pray in the name of Jesus to heal this person.
有没有
？Have we?
那我们在小孩子半夜发高烧105度。
And sometimes our children have a fever, 105 degrees.
我们替小孩子祷告，按手祷告。
We put our hands on our kids and we pray.
耶稣基督，你现在就医治他。
Lord Jesus, heal them now.
会不会一祷告完，马上量剩下97度
？And after we finish praying, his temperature turns to 97.
没有吧
？No, I don't think we experience that.
高烧也会慢慢降。
The high temperature would have to decrease slowly.
可是彼得这里神迹是马上发生。
But in this scenario, the miracles happen immediately.
他一说完，马上行动，就把这个人拉起来。
Immediately he worked and he pulled this man up.
要知道神迹马上发生。
If you want a miracle to happen immediately,
果然就好了。
Immediately he was healed.
脚跟踝子骨马立刻健壮。
His strength come together in his leg and his ankle bone.
因为神在这个时候特别行这个神迹，要见证他自己的荣耀。
God made this miracle to glorify His own name.
神的工作不一定都是这样子哈。
But not every work is like that from God.
所以不是不要到神面前求神迹，一定都是神一定现在就要给我干。
Don't come to God and say that I need a miracle. I need it now.
神有时候会等一下。
God might say wait.
有时候会不做。
God might say no.
是神的心意。
This is God's will.
这里彼得清楚。彼得所做的，这让我们看到另外一件事情。
We see another thing here, what Peter has done.
现在很多讲那个灵恩医治的。
We've seen a lot of faith healing.
他常常会说，你只要有信心，你一定得到医治。
Many times the faith healers would say that you need faith and you'll be healed.
你没有得到医治，是因为你信心不足。
You are not healed because you have insufficient faith.
是不是？
Is that true?
问一下，这边这个瘸腿的得到医治是谁的信心？
So in this scenario with this lame man being healed, whose faith is it?
有没有讲到瘸腿的有什么信心？
Did he say anything about the faith of the lame man?
他有没有讲什么话？
Did he say anything?
没有吧？
I guess not.
彼得一说，彼得就把他拉起来了，谁的信心？
As soon as Peter spoke, Peter pulled him up. Whose faith is this?
彼得的信心。
It's Peter's faith.
所以我们会看到一件很有意思的事。
We see an interesting event here.
我们旁边的代祷者的信心其实也很重要。
The people that intercede for us is very important.
这记别圣经里面有另外一个故事。
And there's another story in the scripture.
福音书里面讲到有一个小孩子被哑巴鬼附着。
The gospel tells us there is a boy that has been indwelled by the dumb spirit.
那个使徒们要去赶鬼，赶不出来。
So the apostles went and tried to exorcise the boy, but it didn't work.
好，终于耶稣来了。
But then Jesus came.
耶稣来了以后。怎么样？
As soon as Jesus came, what happened?
那个孩子的爸爸，
the father
耶稣对孩子的爸爸说
The father of the boy went to Jesus and Jesus spoke to him.
说在信的人凡事都能。
He says, Jesus says, if you believe, everything is possible.
然后他的爸爸说什么？
What did the father said?
他信不信？
Did he believe?
他说我信，但信不足，求主帮助。
He says, I believe, but my belief is not enough. Please help me.
那耶稣就医治了，
so、Jesus
把那个鬼赶出来了。
Jesus exercised the spirit.
谁的信心？
Whose faith is it?
爸爸的信心。
Is the father's faith?
好，所以有时候我们在听到这些灵恩医治的时候的一些讲法的时候，我们要特别注意一下。
So when we hear a lot of stories about the spiritual healing, we need to think a little bit.
我们不要忽略这个代祷者的信心。
We cannot forget the person's.
我们相信神的能力，相信他按他自己的心意完成。
We believe God would do all miracles according to His will.
你知道我上礼拜才从台湾回来。
You know that I just returned from Taiwan last week.
这次回去其实心情蛮不好的。
This time when I return, it's not something pleasant.
这个其实我父母这一次今年看到他们身体比去年看他们要好。
I see that this year their spirit seems to be better than last year.
可是我妈妈身体好一点，行动有能力行动了，开始又去庙里面拜拜。
My mother is healthier and higher spirit, but she start going back to the temple to pray.
那所以我那时候跟君华在讲电话的时候
，So I was talking to my wife on the phone.
其实讲到就是看到那个现况，其实心情其实不是很好。
So when I see the situation, I wasn't very happy.
那你知道说他在寻求。一个没有永恒价值的事情。
So you know that he is seeking after something that has no eternal value.
那我想我们在座有很多人替我们家人祷告了很久的。
I know there are many of you who pray on our behalf.
我说替我们自己家人。
Pray for me on my behalf, my family.
或是替你们自己的家人。
Not your family, but my family.
No, yours too.
And your family.
自己家里面有没有信主的，我们常年的替他们祷告。
Have you ever prayed for your own family members?
我们常常会有这样一个 frustration.
Sometimes we have this frustration.
好像怎么祷告没有效果。
How come when we pray for so long, there's no effect?
那不过这次我在准备经文的时候，神又提醒我。
So as I'm preparing the scriptures, the Lord reminded me.
我以前常常会对我父母没有办法认识神，没有办法听进去福音而失望。
I feel so disappointed that my parents cannot understand or believe in the gospel.
但是这个经文再次提醒我，我对神要有信心。
But the scriptures reminded me that I need to find faith in God.
我要带着这个信心不断不断不断的祷告。
I need to get this faith and continue without fail to pray.
这是我这个代祷者我要做的事情。
And this is the, as an intercessor what I need to do.
这边彼得反应也让我们想想呢，我们跟别人交流上面的一个态度。
This is also a scenario to remind us how we relate with other people.
我们是不是看到别人真正的需要？
Do we really see the need, the real need of people?
我知道基督徒我们常常这个信主之后呢，这别人看我们都是带着平安喜乐。
And as we became a Christian, so sometimes people looked at us and feel, oh, you're filled with joy and
很多人也喜欢来跟我们亲近。
Maybe people like to be near you.
跟我们分享他们生活上面的一些挣扎。
I'd like to describe to you the struggles in their life.
有时候希望我们帮他们解决一些问题。
Perhaps they might need us to help them to solve some problems in their life.
我们大家都要爱我们的邻舍嘛，我们也帮忙。
And we love our families, we love our neighbors, our friends. Of course, we help them.
我们一帮的时候呢，就被 suck in.
And as we help them, we get sucked in.
因为我们看到的，因为别他们，我们身边的人想要的是对他们有帮助的。
And sometimes we see the things that they really need will help them.
可能是他们的生活上面的帮助。
Maybe help them in their everyday life.
情感上面的慰问。
Maybe relationship.
但是我们有没有给别人他们？最最需要的。
But have we given them what they really need?
彼得他说什么我都没有，我只有一样，就是耶稣基督。
Peter said like silver or gold, and I don't have anything, but the one thing that I have, and that is Jesus Christ.
别人在困难当中，我们可以帮人家煮饭。
If people can't cook, I can cook for them.
别人在困难当中，我们可以去安慰。
If person is suffering, I can comfort them.
别人在困难当中，我们可以去带他们做任何的事情。
If they are in suffering, I can take them to do things.
但是我们有没有把耶稣基督带到他们的生命当中？
Do we bring our Lord Jesus Christ to their lives?
最宝贵的是耶稣。
The most precious is Jesus.
我自己也会犯这个问题。
I notice a problem.
有时候帮人家呕心沥血，尽心尽力。
I need to do my best.
我说有时候啊，帮助别人呢、啊，帮到这全新的帮上。
Sometimes I help people with all my heart, mind, and soul completely.
帮到很累很累的时候，突然想到，才告诉人家说：“哎，你知道我是基督徒啊。
”Until I'm really tired and spent, and I'll tell them, "Do you know I'm a Christian?"
好像期待别人这样就可以知道神。
Hoping that others will notice that you're Christian this way.
那我有一些基督徒呢就不一样。
But there are some Christians who are not like that.
他们是英文叫做 live and breathe gospel. 他们真的是随时随地都是有福音在他们的心里面。
Yeah, their life is filled with the gospel's fragrance.
经常想到跟神有关的事。
They are always in the presence of God.
在我学校的我的院长是一个很好的基督徒。
I have a very good Christian dean in my school.
我们一起读经，一起查经祷告。
We do Bible study and pray together.
那他太太，就真的是常常是想到福音。
His wife, especially, is a gospel immersed person.
我记得我十几年前第一次碰他太太。
More than a decade ago, I met his wife.
那时候我跟这个院长，那时候还是我系主任，我们去外州开会回来。
So I was with my dean. We were on a business trip and return.
那他太太呢，到机场接我们。
So his wife came to pick us up from the airport.
那第一次碰到嘛，上车就说哦，这是谁？这是谁？介绍一下。
So we kind of introduce each other.
然后太太开车，我坐在他后面。
So the wife was driving, I was sitting right behind her.
你知道这个机场一上高速公路而已哦。
As soon as you get off the airplane, you go, I mean,
他就开始问我。
Highway, she asked.
他说，欸，Dr. Chen, I heard you go to church too. 他说那个，这个，我听说你也去教会。然后 I said, yes, 我就跟他说对。你知道下一句话马上问什么吗？
What's the next phrase after she asked Dr. Chen, I heard that you go to the church?
他说 are you ready for the marriage feast of the Lamb?他说：“你已经预备好要参加羔羊的婚宴了吗？”哇！ 话，第二句话。
This is the second words.
马上讲到启示录。
He's thinking about Revelation.
我还要重复，我再问他一次，确定他在讲什么，再回答他。
I have to ascertain what she was really trying to say.
他真的是心里面想到的，就是想到跟神有关的事情。
Everything she thinks about is everything that has to do with God.
我的院长就说，他跟他孩子啊，有时候会觉得很 embarrassed.
Sometimes her sons is embarrassed.
可他跟我分享一个故事。
So he shared a story with me.
他说就是几个礼拜以前。
It was a couple of weeks ago.
他太太在路上呢，被人家从后面追撞。
His wife was rear-ended on the road.
那我那个院长就过去。
So my dean walked up towards.
所以他过去以后发现被追撞嘛，然后车子都停在旁边。那他太太跟对方有两个夫妻就在那边讲话。
So as they got into the accident, the car was parked by the road, and the husband and the wife was out talking with the couple that rear-ended her.
他走过去的时候就发现说，哎，他们不是在讲保险理赔。
So as he walked towards his wife and the other couple, he says, "You're not talking about the payment or the insurance of the car wreck."
他太太在跟对那那对夫妇在讲神。
His wife was telling them about the gospel.
他就过去他太太旁边讲说，哎，你应该讲讲保险吧。
So he
先把事情处理完嘛。
So anyway, the husband went to the wife and just said, "Hey, shouldn't you be talking, exchanging some information about the insurance? Let's quickly clean this up."
可是你知道吗？对方的那个太太。
But you realize the wife of the other party.
说什么
？What did she say?
她说：“不要停，不要停，我喜欢听这个。
”He says, "No, no, no, don't stop talking. I like to hear this."
所以他就那个院长就跟我分享说。真的是圣经里面说，无论得时不得时。
So the scripture tells us whether in season or not in season.
总是要跟别人分享神。
You must share the gospel.
当我们听到信息的时候。
When we hear the good news.
我们回应是什么
？What is our response?
我们是 keep it ourselves， 我们是自己保留呢
？Do we keep it to ourselves？
还是我们是愿意跟别人来分享
？Or do we take it out and share it with other people？
当我们在看到这个瘸子，他被医治之后，他的反应有没有很 dramatic？
We see a dramatic response from the lame man.
路加记载真的是很生动。
The way Luke describes this is so vivid.
彼得一拉跳起来。
Peter pulled, he jumped.
站一站发现可以，走两步发现可以，马上跟着门徒走进圣殿。
When he realized that I can stand, I can walk, immediately I follow Peter and John to the temple.
而且不是慢慢走，有人扶着走，是边走边跳边赞美。
It's not just like slowly walking to its temple. It's like run, it's jumping, it's leaping and walking and praising God.
你有没有看过那些一些黑人教会的敬拜？
Have you seen some of the worship service in the African American churches?
他们真的是在里面跳啊！
They're really jumping.
Hallelujah, Amen. Right?
There we go.
我就可以心里面想到这个人就边走边跳一边的赞美神。
So this is what I've been thinking. You know, this lame man is walking and jumping and leaping, praising God.
他要让全世界的人都知道他已经得到医治。
He really wants the whole world to know that he's healed.
他见证神的作为。
He's witnessing the work of God.
所以听到的人就因为他所遇到的是满心新奇而惊讶。
So everyone who heard or see was filled with wonder and amazement.
你有没有过这么兴奋的经历？
Have you ever experienced something so exciting?
有人说，如果我得到那个几 ，like 500 million the lottery， 我就会那么兴奋。
Some people think that I'll be exhilarated when I got $5 million lottery.
500 million. 但是我们其实经常领受到神的恩典。
But many times we have received the grace of God.
即使不是这么大，那么立刻的一个神迹。
It may not be something so immediate and so large.
但是我们知道神在我们身上工作。
But we know that God is in our life working.
我们有没有见证他的作为？
Do we testify his works?
有没有？
Do we?
我常常想中国人啊，这个含蓄隐忍的这个习惯，常常让我们不太会表达情感。
And sometimes the Chinese cultures are very reserved. We don't share our feelings readily.
不要说对神，连对配偶都没有什么表达。
And sometimes with not about God, but even to our own spouses, we are not as readily available in our emotion.
你知道我们在带夫妻营的时候，有时候到这个要夫妻啊彼此讲对方的优点，有时候挤到挤两天才挤得出来。
And I went to the marriage retreat, marriage couple retreat, and sometimes there is an event that the couple has to describe the strength of your partner, and sometimes it might take 2 days to think about that.
圣经很多地方教导我们要 be expressive, 要表达出来。
The scripture tells us to describe and express our feelings.
圣经是不是说诸天要述说神的荣耀，穹苍都要传扬他的手段？
The scripture says that the universe have to describe his glory.
那我们如果不称颂神的话，连石头都会跳起来称颂神。
And the scripture says that if we don't praise the Lord, even the stone will sing hallelujah.
一切受造之物都要来赞美他。
All created things must praise the Lord.
我们这些领受神恩典的，更要见证他在我们身上的作为。
All of us who have received grace must give testify to His grace.
我们不一定每天都有神迹。
Maybe we don't have miracles every day.
但是我们可以每天都有见证。
But every day we can have testimonies.
我们都有神的爱跟神的同在，是不是？
We have the love of God and the presence of God.
没有要你每天在你办公室、在你的学校或在你的小区里面又唱又跳 ，Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Do you dance and sing Hallelujah, praise the Lord in your workplace, at school, or in your home?
You don't have to.
Oh, you don't have to.
但是你可以用其他的方式来让人知道神在你身上工作。
But you can use other methods to let others know that God is working in your life.
你可以很含蓄的表示也没关系。
You can.
With some little reserve.
You can describe it reservedly.
Reservedly. 有多少人用 Facebook?
People describe that on Facebook.
有多少人用 Facebook? Ivy 常常用在 Facebook 上。
I've seen several people.
有些人在 Facebook 上面。你如果常在 Facebook 上面，可不可以鼓励你呢？你一个礼拜发一篇小文章，是神在见证，神在你身上工作的。
So I want to encourage you that perhaps go on Facebook once a week to just tell us what God has been doing in your life.
不要老是我又在哪里养茶。
Don't just put like, oh, I went to this place to have dim sum.
或者像 Uncle Gene 说，我又去 Kevin 店里面16次。
Or like what Uncle Gene says, I've been to Kevin's restaurant 16 times.
见证神的荣耀。
Let's witness the glory of God.
见证神的作为。
Witness the work of God.
For the youth, can I give you a challenge? All right, all the youth, how many of you use Snapchat? All of you. I know, because... I can look at Rachel's Snapchat. Rachel has what? 500 friends? I don't even know I have so many friends. 我们小孩子那个电话的那个手机的那个 app 上面呢，有超过500个朋友，我都不知道我有那么多朋友。All right, the challenge I give you, or the youth, I know you use Snapchat. Can I challenge you to post one story a week to testify what God has done in you?To testify or praise God. Instead of just the pictures, just random stuff, or just your ugly face. Send something to tell people about God and about what God has done in you. Can you do that? All right. How many say I will? Aisha, right? Aisha, I will. Who else? Rachel, you have to do it. Rina, you have to do it.And Ellie, Sammy, you are my friends. You have to do it too. 这个看起来很简单的神迹，其实有很多功课是我们可以学习的。
So when we look at this event, it seems like some simple miracle, but there are a lot of lessons we can learn from it.
这个瘸子当他被医治的时候，他就起来。
When this lame man has been healed, he leapt up.
他起来行走。
He leapt up and he walked.
见证神。
He witnessed God.
我们领受了神的恩典。
When we have received the grace of God,
我们也做同样的事情。
We can do the same thing.
我们在我们的生活当中来见证我们的神。
We witness God in our life.
如果我们听到神的话，神的话扎心。
When we hear the word of God, we get strength from him.
但是我们没有行动，我们就永远都停在同一个地方。
But if we have no actions, we will always remain where we were.
所以起来。
So rise up and walk.
Okay, 那我们祷告。
Let's pray.
天父们，真是感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we really thank you.
愿你赐下你自己的话语。
Because you give us your word.
你在 旧约，你在圣经里面，在新约里面，借着使徒所行的神迹来教导我们。
You use through the book of Acts to teach us through a miracle.
主，你借着这个神迹，让我们看到我们人的光景。
You use this miracle to allow us to see our life situation.
其实我们人就跟这个瘸子一样。
And us, we are so similar to this lame man.
我们常常不知道我们要什么。
Frequently, we don't know what we need.
主，但是你知道。
But God, you do.
主，孩子，特别在这里替我们在座还没有认识你的一些朋友来祷告。
Father, we want to pray for especially those that do not know you.
主，真是帮助他们。
Lord, we pray that you will help them.
让他们在他们的身边。
That you let them see.
你摆下基督徒朋友。
And around them, that you put some Christian friends.
或者是你借用你自己的话语。
Or you can use your own words.
你借用讲台。
Or use the sermons.
或者是他就是今天的这个信息。
Or this message from today.
你让他们看到他们真正的需要是你。
You allow them to see what they really need is you.
当我们在看到我们地上的我们地上的一切的需要的时候
，Father, as we look at the needs and the wants that we have here,
这个地上的需要不是最重要的。
The needs and the wants we have here is not the most important.
我们最重要的是我们能够有你在我们的生命当中。
The most important thing is to have you in our daily lives.
也替我们在座的基督徒来仰望你。
And we pray that we will all look to you, those who are Christians.
我们在你面前真寻求每天心意更新的变化。
That we will seek after you and to be renew and transform every day.
让你的生命在我们的生命当中能够活化出来。
That your life will live out in our lives.
我们真的是每天可以起来行走来见证你。
That we can every day leap up, jump up, walk and give praise to you.
我们谢谢你。
And we thank you, Lord.
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.